Foundational Arts Media.
A fan podcast.
God. Okay. All right. I'm in there.
The no smile Daffy Duck zip zap zop challenge.
That's what we're doing, Daffy Duck, for sure. The goblin.
Me first or you first? Oh man, he failed
you
already.
You already
damn.
Lost.
We didn't even start.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, listeners. Jesus.
That's our cold open.
Oh. Oh my God.
LMAO.
I know.
Dragon Tales, time for blood magic rituals. We jump in and lend a hand, now we can go restore the land.
That was amazing, actually. Yeah. Hello, dear spirits. This show is for a more hallowed haven for all the spooky ghouls and young kids at home. Viewer discretion is advised. Hello, I am your lovely spacefaring dungeon master, Jericho Dizon, and I have a player in the cosmos.
What's up, fam? My name is Paul Zachariah, and I'll be playing Mr. Hall, a Gestalt warrior.
And I have the player. Oh, player in the stars. It's been a while. It has been a while.
Is this really for kids? You just said this was for kids.
Not for kids. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm working on it.
That's fine. But
you know,
like,
people lie sometimes.
You know, that's so true.
We lie.
Great. Yeah. Murder.
My name is David Kessler, and I play Durgash the Cursed.
Wow. And together, we'd like to welcome you back to the fun show, where we're making it up as we go. Last time, on an odyssey by magic, we found ourselves in a royal challenge. Serenesis vying for the position, unwillingly, for Dragon Mother against her own actual mother. As the fight ensued, a couple people fell into the pits of lava, a couple drop kicks, a couple card games were played.
They didn't have railings. It was a safety hazard. Safety concerns all around.
A couple bets were placed, and one unfortunate porcelain artist had their things broken and destroyed multiple times. It wasn't until the final striking blow from Serenesis to her own mother, Etheria, where she started to take all the hate and all that rage and hateful magic from the world of Phanaxum. It wasn't until the bright and cunning Mr. Hall jumped in, trying to quell and try to give a sliver of a chance for Serenesis to not only survive, but Durgash also...
No, don't give in!
...stepped in. However, in a very different fashion, as one ashed away, the other gained a new weapon full of hate. We are now... We take ourselves now to a little bit after. We understand that Skeev is on the medical bed. He's been better. He's seen better days.
I'm pretty sure I just cast like healing magic.
He cast life transference.
Yep.
You did cast life transference, but that I don't think that regrows limbs. So
no,
you,
it probably
you've,
does not.
You've
no. Did he lose one of his?
He lost two arms.
No.
Yeah,
Skeev
lost.
He can't
two
even
arms.
Use those guns now.
Yes. But with that, you guys are kind of at it for a very rare point in time. A calm space. There's no running to be had. You guys are in a fairly secure place, and there's no one that seems to be chasing you. Serenesis kind of takes you guys to the side and says, feel free to recover and recoup your wounds.
What happened, Skeeve?
Skeeve coughs and goes, the house won.
No. Someone came to collect their debts?
Skeeve does not. I'm going to go ahead and roll a history check. Skeeve is in pretty bad shape.
So I help him.
You help.
And I cast guidance. I slap him in the ass.
I will allow you to cast guidance. I will not allow you to help only because you were doing something else.
Okay. Well, you add a d6 to that.
That's fair. All right. Let me see. I think he's got like a plus.
History?
Yeah, history.
Hmm.
He actually adds a +3 to this.
Damn.
Yeah. 16. He's actually kind of smart.
Is he like an arcane trickster? Who knows? No.
Well, he rolled. In total, he rolled a 12. So he actually doesn't remember much. He just remembers. Skeeve kind of comes. The only thing I remember is I was giving covering fire to this kind of weird force, and then I felt a thud on the back of my head, and I woke up here, and I didn't have my. And he, like, waves his nubs, I guess.
Man, so they just, like, knocked you out cold and plucked your arms off just like that. Sons of bitches.
Skeeve.
We'll get those arms back.
Skeeve gives a kind of like a light smile. It's like, I appreciate it. I just, you know, I took it very into my heart to just try to keep everyone safe. And I'm glad I was able to buy enough time, you know, and.
Yeah, you could say you were, well, this might be too soon, but you could say you were hands on with the issue.
Well, I just wanted to give a lending hand. And you just see him, like, oh, a little bit
I
of
cast
blood
life transference again.
A little blood gush out from, like, the internal bruising. It's at this moment in time that you guys are kind of reeling. You, Durgash, you kind of have this new weapon that's, like, smoking. The hilt is now this corroded black as the crimson red is more unstable as it waves in your hand. What do you do? What do you guys do?
Well, that is a saving throw that he makes with that. Okay.
Wow.
I think Serenesis so walks in and she's like, sick new look for the blade. I love what you've done with it.
Thanks. Yeah.
Very sleek.
Yeah.
Does that fit in your hand really well?
Yeah. No, it seems a little more like untamed now.
Oh.
You try to let go of, like, try to put it away, and there is a measurable resistance. It's not like anything where you're like, ugh, God. It's more just like
very subtle.
It's very subtle to where you're like, it feels like putting two of the same ends of a magnet together. Like, you can, but they're weak, so you can push them together, but they're still that, like, whoa. Mm. Serenesis takes a look at it, and as she kind of compliments how it looks, she does acknowledge that. I can kind of see some of the magic from Phanaxim has infected that blade, but I can't tell you what that looks like or anything right now, anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't exactly quite know what it is going to mean for me. There was that one outburst, but I don't know. I think time will tell.
There's a solemn nod. It's at this moment in time that Serenity, like, more times passes. Let's say, like, it was like nighttime now. It's like, or it's like afternoon when the fight happened. It's now nighttime. It's now supper, dinner. You guys are still kind of just more so. There's a celebratory feast as the new Dragon Mother has been crowned.
I check in with Lilu.
Lilu is. She is okay. She's just a little sad.
Mm-hmm.
There's, as she kind of, like, for lack of a better term, she's just throwing rocks off a cliff. You know, there's no lakes here, so it's just like,
yeah,
throwing it off the cliff and just hearing the cut, 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 cut.
Yeah. I sit quietly for a moment and I actually start to. I pull out some cards, and I cast, like, Magic Stone on them, and I hand a couple to her, and I throw a couple myself, and
it's that moment of She's like tossing stones, and you give her this magic stone. She tosses it, but it whips, and it, there's you hear like a very loud crack.
Yeah, yes. Like I folded the corner of the card so it flies at an angle, and I throw one to meet it in the air, and they collide and they pop.
Yeah, and it's very loud. She goes, "Whoa!"
That'll happen. That'll happen. Sometimes the noises surprise you.
Yeah,
one she throws, it pops and it sounds like a.
She kind of laughs a little bit, but you know, a faint smile in almost not like a C, but she's still very distraught.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
She,
I flip a couple more cards to her if they're satisfying for her to throw. Otherwise, I've checked in. I move on.
As you go, you see that she gives a smile and she says. She says thanks, and she kind of asks, like, Mr. Hall.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you ever miss your old life?
Yeah, you know, if I'm being totally honest, there are a lot of people I loved that I left behind by continuing on. Whether that was Lumos's doing or my own. I didn't really get to choose to come back, but I'm here regardless, and so I make do with what I've got, and I enjoy the time that I spend with all of you guys now.
I do.
I miss them, but I have ways of remembering them, and I show her the tattoos on my palms, and I also...
My lore...
Yeah, so right now the tattoos on his palms, the two cards, are a 7 of clubs and an 8 of hearts. And I show her some of that magic that my wife gave me by pressing them together, and they glow with this bright white and orange light. As I separate them, it's now a queen of spades and a king of diamonds. This is something my wife gave me, and... I gave my wife a magical tattoo as well, and that was the symbol of our bond. And so, as long as these are on me, my family is with me. So, yeah, I miss them, but I remember the time for what it was, and I'm thankful for where I'm at now.
She smiles. I guess she takes a moment. She's like, you know, in this life, we get choices, and choices are made for us. I don't know. I just wonder myself sometimes what my life would have been like if this all hadn't happened to me.
That is a very valid thought. Where could you be? You're still young, and so potential is everything you are. And the older you get, you slowly turn that potential into something you've chosen to be.
She takes kind of this seat and she gives you a big hug and says...
I tussle her hair. But she's the same height as me, so
yeah.
Reach up
a little bit. As she kind of starts to walk back with you, she asks, like, can you tell me this tale of you and your old adventuring party, and as you guys kind of walk and you kind of recant this tale about...
So this one time, Mrs. Mikami went a little overboard on the experiments, and this one literally blew up in my face. And he flips a card to create a popping sound of a small explosion.
Whoa! And she chuckles and she laughs as you guys kind of... As this feast begins to happen... you guys are all eating and kind of sitting around this large banquet table across from each other. And there is toast. There's a little bit of dancing. It's very against, like, they don't celebrate often, but this is something to celebrate about. When there is a new Dragon Mother crowned, that means that they know that there's change coming because...
Is there's a party going on.
It is
somewhere.
A little bit of a party going on.
It's more ceremonial than it is.
It's a little bit of like
body and blood of Christ.
super ceremonial, but everyone's outside drinking a little bit, you know? So it
have some of the blood magic.
Yeah. It's very much like inside, it's very regal, but everyone outside's like smoking and kind of drinking a little bit. Just cutting.
They were chill like that.
They were chill like that. You could kind of see like there are many officers in like official attire, but
Skeev,
you know,
healthy enough to drink right now.
Skeev is there. Skeev is okay. Drinking. He's in a wheelchair.
I definitely find Skeev somewhere, drinking. Wherever.
You kind of see that, like, there are, every once in a while, like one guy comes up, like a couple. His one arm just like kind of brings it in. The other's in a sling, so his one arm's like bringing it in as he just kind of rakes it in a little bit.
Reminds me of like a hungover Jack Sparrow. I love it.
Yes.
Durgash, I think, is kind of at this point maybe a little distant. Like, I feel like for Lilu, he definitely has not really been there to see her at this point. And I think even as he's sort of just watching and walking through these crowds, see Skeev, pats him on his back, puts down five coins.
Yeah.
Physical coins.
Oh, physical coins. Physical coins. Oh!
Well, that's, I mean, hey, that's all he can use right now. And yeah, there's going to be a bit of like this distance like in his mind. And I feel like almost he would go and find Serenesis and be like, I don't know what happened back there in the chamber. Still, it's still on my mind. Everything that I've done, every mistake that I've made, I can say it was my choice. But whatever power I absorbed, I don't like not being in control, at least of myself. It kind of scares me. What if I hurt someone?
Like, you find a moment in time where you kind of, like, pull her to the side and, like, kind of walk with her along these grandiose halls. You're starting to see, like, as you kind of take this moment, you start to see, like, this, as decrepit and militaristic as the place is, there is a little bit of grandeur here. Like, you're starting to see a little bit more of, like, oh, like, instead of it naturally forming this way, you could see that there are magical, like, there are certain things where it's becoming a hair bit more regal. Like, there's like slight, gentle, like terraforming that's happening. So,
subtle gold trim.
Yeah, a little bit of gold trim. You know, it's getting
brutalist Russian architecture.
Yeah,
architecture.
You know, now, you know, instead of the spears that are impaled bodies, now they're bedazzled spears and nothing. She hears you and she understands. She says, you know, the first time that I took a life, it wasn't even my choice. It was a moment, a lapse of judgment, where they lunged at me, and when I thought it was over, muscle memory took over, and next thing you know, my blade is dripping crimson. I don't know if that was me. I don't know if that was my mother using her influence, but it scared me too. Over time, as I just kind of continued, I learned and discovered that there will be certain moments where this power, this feeling that you have, it might come to aid you, it might come to disservice you, but the only thing that you can really do is react to it, and if you can, understand. I wish I had the answers for you, but that, what you guys did was unprecedented. And that's not even, I'm not even talking about everything that's going on within you with Lumos. I know nothing. I know bits and pieces about that through a prophecy, but as of right now, you're kind of breaking ground here.
I suppose there is always some cost to these things.
She
say, I remember hearing something about there being like dragons here, and if you kill one, you become stronger. You guys got any extra dragons around?
She kind of chuckles. She says, she acknowledges, says yes. I don't know if there are any more dragons left. Tetsuya, the great dragon, only breeds a couple offspring every once in a while. Granted, these offspring are not your typical. These are more phantasmal than human. I can see about tracking one down for you, but I can't guarantee it'll be anytime soon.
Fair enough.
I mean, I'll have a lot more time on my hands. I'm here.
Planet bound.
Yeah, I'm planet bound. So, yeah. You know,
it's interesting. Just that part of the curse still remains. Are there any other aspects that you feel compelled by?
Honestly, I feel a weird state of peace. There's this hatred in my heart that is not mine, but I know it exists. This want, this will to destroy everything. But then there is the awareness of the big picture where we are just so small.
Puppies.
And a little bit of puppies. Space puppies in space.
What about puppies? Why? No,
I don't know. I heard a whisper in my ear and I just felt compelled to say it.
Just came to you. Just part came. Of the curse.
Yeah.
No. Part of the curse.
Yeah, man.
It's actually so funny. Just think about puppies every now and then.
Every once in a while. Every once in a while.
My God.
But the understanding of how little we are in the grand scheme of things kind of puts it at ease, almost.
Yeah. It'll be also pretty at ease to not have a giant conglomerate of assassins trying to come and hunt us down.
Well,
about
don't.
I haven't heard back from Sister Moldova or Sister Carcinon.
Who are?
Those are, you would know that those are the two.
They probably would have.
Those are the other two.
Yeah.
Okay. Those Sister Shadows. The ones that, like, absolutely hated.
Yeah, the ones that we almost... I almost fucking killed one of those.
It was killed one.
So, are you saying that they wouldn't respect your authority?
Well...
Yeah, I'm not there.
The thing with this is, at the end of the day, we're a conquesting horde. I can delay it for as long as I can, and they can respect me for as long as I can, but at the end of the day, politics are politics and action is action. If they choose to do that, they choose to fracture the Order of the Red Daughter. They know me, and they know that I'm not planning on conquering anything anytime soon, so I can't say that they won't splinter off.
I mean, are there any bad guys you could conquer in the meantime?
Well, I could always see about over in Theros, the slimy boys.
Just maybe a little redirection of their powerful sharpshooting.
That I can do for sure. I don't want you to worry about the Order. The Order will not come after you.
Okay. If those two do come after me, though, they're fucking dead.
They're free reign. If they choose not to respect my order, then they are excommunicated.
All right.
That being said, she kind of takes you, and as she leans in close, she throws you, as you don't even realize you've walked into this pit, and she's like, all right, let's see what you got. And she, like...
Oh, fucking she pushes, shit!
She, you're about boom, to spar?
Lands on the ground. Lands on the back. Ground,
yeah. You pull out this darksaber... As you go, and you guys end up just sparring throughout the night as she takes her, like, tiger claws. And as it happens, a couple days pass. There's a lot of restructuring, reforming. There's a huge amount of ceremonies that have to happen for Serenesis, so she's a little bit unavailable, but she kind of explains to you, like, hey, like, don't worry about the Skeet Destroyer. Like, she's gonna, you will have a full crew there. Now there's like a full crew that actually knows fully everything. So now you have the ability. Now that thing has the ability to almost act on its own, which is very good for you guys. So while you're at a location, you can repair, you can kind of fix the damage that has been done to the ship that has happened from previous encounters / missions. Right now your ship is in good shape. We can do that. You can upgrade. You can spend 100,000 credits to get better of equipment for the ship and party. The keyword is and party for there. You can defend. You can ward off potential factions to provide a safer time within certain locations, aka a faction will not be able to attack you. So for example, if you say I don't want the heroes trademark faction to come after me, this Skeet Destroyer will ward against it. They essentially not allow those kind of factors to come into play wherever you are.
Okay.
And then lastly, and this is more of the fun one, is attack. You can have the Skeet Destroyer kind of raid a certain faction, whatever faction you want, and then we'll just roll and we'll add proficiencies and see how it goes. And then depending on how successful you are, how fail you are, you come back with damage / money. So this is something that just like a one-or-doneer in passing. It's not something that you guys necessarily have to go on. This could also be considered a downtime activity if you just like go and raid and stuff and do things like that. It's very, very simple. The point of it is just so that the Skeet Destroyer has something to do while you guys are on base, on location.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then,
wait, so has this planet become a base of operations?
It is a base of operations for you guys. So this is a place that you can
we got a planet.
You guys have a place where you guys can kind of hang out. Like, you don't, like, this place is like, there were neutral planets and then there are planets that are deferred to you and then there are planets that are against you, you know.
Okay.
So those are, this one is like, you come here, no one's gonna bother you. Like, this is, it's like, it's suicide for them to come after you. Such a war, like a war formed, like, faction, especially.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hold. Just do it.
Downtime has passed. Mr. Hall, you go and you hollow the ship as you mix, as this card, you take the card and you
bubble,
tear it up.
Bubble,
and you
toil and trouble. You must paint the ship and paint it on the double. Whoosh.
Everyone looks at you and then goes, okay. They grab paint buckets and they start painting this decorative.
It was a fun spell. I cast a fun spell, damn it.
These people who have known nothing but war and violence for centuries look at you blankly.
Phoebe like growls at them.
Say fun. Say spell. Say fun spell.
What? But you see that the Skeet Destroyer gets painted in this war paint that and patterns that match the Order of the Red Daughter,
mm-hmm.
as like new tapestries are flown, but instead of like their original red circle with the black sun, it's something different now. It's now like this almost like dawn-esque thing. Instead of an eclipse, it's now a new dawn. And that is their new, their kind of like mantra that they're following. As this happens, Skeeve comes and you see that he goes, guys, check it out. And you see he's got these two robotic arms. As you kind of notice, as he was kind of taking the money from people, he was kind of saving up. They're lanky, but they get the job done. It's the equivalent of, instead of having like the four fingers, it's like the three prong pincer thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's very much like, you can go and spend money, but this is how much he was at this. But he's like, check it. And you see him like go very jankily go like this, kind of wave at you.
You know, it's good because you can always still shoot your arm.
That's good.
Consider right? it That's an good. Investment in your next investment.
Consider it. Yeah, honestly, real winners gamble.
We should have an extra pair of arms just on hand. Don't like not let him know, but just for when he loses his arms.
As long as I've got my backpack, I kind of have. It's more of just the gun arm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
It's just like a shoulder-mounted thing.
As it happened, she's kind of overlooking, as she's at the Zetsuzi Citadel, she's kind of overlooking everything and kind of seeing. You see that it, instead of the harsh red, it's now this brighter white with red accents.
It's like a pink?
No. It's more rose? Like a... What? No. Rose? It's like white with like red accents on it. So like white with red outlines, yeah.
All right. Hey, I wanted to see how you're doing. I kind of kicked the bucket there.
She gives you a hug. She's like, she openly embraces you and she says, I would not have been anywhere. I wouldn't be here without you. Like, you and Durgash like full-handedly saved my life. And I am indebted to you.
Yeah. I'm glad to have helped. Can you put me down?
Oh, my bad. she lets go. You see that she's way more buff now. Like, she is like fully like she was like maybe.
Oh, hell yeah.
She's like,
talk about a protein shake. She's like that blood magic.
But that blood magic like put her up to like 6'2".
Blood magic protein shake. The macros on that blood magic. Yeah. You know,
honestly, like crazy shredded. She's like, check it. And she lifts up like her robes a little bit and just shows this shredded pack of abs.
Oh,
like,
my I've God, never dude. Had
these before in my life.
Those are like,
you
wanna rocks.
You want to see something crazy? She snaps her fingers. Someone grabs like a brick, like this rock, smacks it against the abs, and the rock breaks. She's like, I didn't even feel anything.
My God.
This is amazing.
That's incredible.
This is amazing. When I would see my mother destroy challengers and destroy people in combat, I thought she was really good. No, this blood magic is crazy. This blood magic just...
Yeah. Speaking of blood magic, like...
She grabs and lifts someone up.
Hey, chill. Oh my God,
that was great. I didn't even feel anything.
She goes... Like, you're not feeling any of that hate?
She kind of gives in without...
I don't know. That seems amazing. I'm just concerned for you.
She kind of... explains to you what she explained to Durgash. The hatred is still there, but it's almost balanced out by this cosmic understanding of like how small we are and the idea of conquering these planets when in reality it's not really going to amount to anything.
There's definitely no thoughts of like small cute animal in its infancy.
There's a weird dog that just goes across the sky like a comet sometimes, and I have no idea where that's from.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe that sounds just, like a great, that sounds like a good omen, actually. Does it
cause a certain reaction from you?
Well, it just stares at me and just says, puppy. And then it like,
well, it doesn't help counteract any of that.
Do you have socks on when that happens or no?
I mean, I don't know. And you see, she's not wearing.
That's never mind.
Okay.
No, I think it's just a gentle being like the wind.
Yeah. You know what? I never thought about it like and, that. You know, that could really be what it
before I
is.
Forget, like, I really wanted to talk to you about this idea. I'm not sure how the rest of your people are going to take it, but there is a card game literally called War. And I just wanted to present an idea to you that, like, maybe war is still viable, like, for you and your people in order to keep them sated, you know? And extend your reign as long as possible. I have here, and I don't know if you'd allow me to do this, player to DM, but essentially what I want to do is create, like, a rigged deck for her to use. And so when anybody tries to challenge her for the title of, like, Dragon Mother, instead of doing, like, a pit battle, they play War.
I would say go ahead and roll me a persuasion check.
Okay, persuasion check. All right, you know, that's best role I could have hoped for, actually.
It's that, or she turns the entire...
And Phoebe's, like, right on my shoulder, yeah, nodding her head, and kind of, like, just giving the help action, if possible. I don't know if that's allowed.
I'm going to say she helps, but it's a straight roll now.
Helps, but straight roll. Valid.
Yeah, basically being like, what if I introduce this entirely new culture to you?
And
I
use guidance.
Your entire people have known
you
for...
You all become the biggest casino network organization.
Could be. Fucking could be. Bigger than Randy's Lots of Lots.
Yeah.
That is a 16 plus 6.
That's, yeah.
22.
She gives a light chuckle, and she gives you kind of a... Oh,
please.
I will miss you so much. And I will take
I'm
this
rubber,
as
your glue. Whatever you say bounces off me, sticks to you.
I will take this as a gift. And she, like, puts it, like, she takes the cards and she, like, goes through and then she, like, sets it on her bedside table.
All right. You know, that's very valid.
She asks, is like, hey, like, just make sure, you know, this does not leave you and me. Okay. Do you promise?
Yeah, I was. Oh,
you promise.
This is what does not leave us.
This. I'm gonna utter some words.
Oh, okay. You haven't said it yet.
You cannot say this to anyone.
Maybe. All right. You got me. Pinky promise.
She takes a pinky promise. She bends your finger a little bit, really hard.
Ouch.
And she says, "Just make sure Big Jimbo's okay." And
I thought you had something else to say.
She looks like really off in the distance, and then she goes like, "Get the time."
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of the time, the last thing I wanted to talk to you about was, when were you going to say anything about? I'm not sure if I even want to say it. When were you going to tell me that you killed me, dude? When that ever crossed your mind of like being forthright about that?
Shit.
She takes like a deep breath and she's,
Should I step out? I should probably step out.
Durgash, actually, it's really important to me that you're here. Thank you for coming with. I told you I was nervous and I asked you to come with. So.
Yeah.
I appreciate
she
you being here.
She looks at you and says, whatever I said about Big Jimbo doesn't leave your mouth, okay?
Right.
Durgash was not promised the secrecy. I'm the only one who did the pinky promise.
Already texted him. Yes, no, absolutely.
The full force of this order and organization will come after you if you say something.
Shit.
And so I just have a couple questions. Were my wife and daughter buried?
I don't know.
This is a very serious question.
I don't know. I wish I could tell you. I was there as part of the beginning force.
I remember.
I was there as the first wave.
I remember it clear as day, unfortunately.
Afterwards, I exfilled. I left because I was required as part of Susie Shadows elsewhere. I don't know. I wish I could tell you those answers. I can look into battle reports in the past, but it's going to take some time because that was quite a while ago.
That's all I needed. Thanks. And I walk away. I don't even...
Okay. She kind of takes a moment. And she kind of looks back. She lets you guys know that your ship is ready to go wherever you choose to go. And it's at that moment that Big Jimbo comes bustling, not through the terrace, but like in the ship. He comes bustling through, kind of
Jimbo, I intercept. Look, man, I didn't send anything, okay? My life depends on it. I didn't send anything. Do you understand?
You said so. Wait, what'd you send it to? Did you send it to my sending stone?
Oh, no.
Did you send it to
Where's your sending stone?
I gave it to Lilu. She was playing games on it.
Oh, fuck. I've got to find that sending stone. Forget it. Forget about it.
Well, no, I was going to say, like, hey, man, I know it's been kind of a heavy couple weeks, but you know, I mean, we got to get all the nicks from all the planets. And, like, Perforon has this, like, amazing, like, once every 5 years, right? It's every 5 years, it's the speeders, beaters, and bottom eaters car convention. And
yo.
And I just saying, it's on Perforon, and I think it'd be a fantastic choice for us. We get to race some cars. I'm telling you right now, the prize is a Starheart engine. You want to talk about fast? That thing can beat light speed. It beats light speed.
What?
And it's made from the Starforge Perforon, the heart of the Dying Star. Only one of those gets made every time this comes around. And it's very rare, and it's very cool. And I think we can win.
Fuck yeah, dog. I mean, we've got enough money to get whatever the fuck we need.
Give me like 5 minutes. And she runs. She's like, fuck!
Actually, yeah. I've got to go. I've got to go find a sending stone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You go to your thing. You go to your thing. You go, Lulu. You catch Lulu about to pick up the phone. And the phone has been face down this time. The sending stone's been face down. And
No. Sorry. I had to go. I have to go bring this to. What? I just have to go. Oh. And I just crush it in my hand. We'll get a new one. I'll get you your own sending stone, okay?
Oh, she. Her eyes out. Really?
Sure. Yeah, whatever you say.
Just fucking make a book for you. Having said, as you're kind of walking, Mr. Hall, you are met by Skeeves, and he goes,
oh, hey, Skeeves.
Hey, man.
What's up?
Sounds like you're down on your luck. I don't know what happens, but I could just tell in the look on your face you seem upset by something.
Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes closure isn't what you wanted.
Damn.
Or maybe not. I don't know. I'm still figuring that out.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'll be in the triple skeet.
Well, I was gonna say. I mean, if you want, I heard New Erois has got some you know libations. You look like you need a beach day, like just a nice beach day.
A beach episode might be nice. I'm afraid I'll just bring down the mood.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I could bring those vibes back out.
I just think, I don't know. Think about it. We have to go there anyway. I think I heard Big Jimbo talk something about a car convention. I don't know.
Wherever we go, as long as it's another place we can finish up what we gotta do. You know, as long as it's on the way. Right?
Yeah, he takes a moment. He caresses you with his robotic arm, and it's really awkward because he still doesn't know how to quite control it yet. And he...
I embrace him, I suppose, halfway. Mm. Like, we're walking down the hall, arms around each other's shoulders or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Any chance you come across a tankard of plenty?
I got you. He goes and ruffles through a bunch of his stuff. There's a leg, an eye, a couple change from like times past, and then.
Hey, I really like that watch.
It's he goes, great, yeah, I stole it from a guy.
Nice, yeah.
And he finally whips out this boot.
He's pulling his cock out.
A boot.
This boot, and it's
is it like a wooden clog?
It's a wooden clog.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is supposedly, when he sold it to me, a tankard plenty of the best ale.
Do you know where the magical activation phrase is located on it?
Oh, no, you just put it in your mouth. It shoots like a geyser.
can I do a check to try to drink it all? What do I add to this, or just
go
nothing?
Ahead and add your con.
Add con. All right. 15 plus 3, 18.
Not bad. So you're able to kind of, for lack of a better term, guzzle it down.
Drenched.
Your clothes are drenched in this. Can't really tell if the ale was good or not because it shot out like a jet stream, but it got the job done.
It's all foam.
It's all foam. No,
yeah. Well, all right. Whatever you think, Skeeve. I'm open to ideas, but... Yeah, if you need me, I'll be in the barracks, I guess.
You head to the barracks. You guys make your way. I'm asking you, player, do you guys want to go to New Erois or you guys want to go to Perforon? You want to go?
I'll go anywhere.
I would go and I'd probably go and talk to Lumos and be like, do we know which of these two, of the two, do either of them have potential sources of Nyx?
They do. They both do. The planet's core has that. You're trying to harvest the planet's core of magic. They both have that Nyx energy.
Mm-hmm.
You need it from each planet, and you've kind of harvested it every single time.
Okay.
So.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of want to go racing.
Let's do it.
I feel like racing.
Yeah.
Racing moment. Racing's our next big thing.
Well, my Gambit Battle Collider is literally a steering wheel.
Yeah. And with Skeeves and your gambling prowess combined, we can make so much more money.
We're gonna strip the coins off these rubes.
I will destroy all of them.
We'll make sure there's a gun on the...
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Torpedoes.
Yeah. Torpedoes.
Laser beams.
We gotta have all
mines,
the thrust.
It's steel ball bearings.
Steel.
Oil slick.
Ooh.
Eject seats. And obviously, a jet afterburner nitrous system.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Exactly.
Oh, it did.
You guys say anything back there? You guys talk about cars?
Jimbo, I'm so glad you asked.
I'd
like to upgrade the ship and create like a Batman tank style motorcycle part of the ship. Like turn the triple skeet into that auto eject racing.
Oh, hell
racing
yeah.
Beast. Like a sleeper build for the Dodge Caravan.
Yo. He goes and he puts in, he's like, oh, hell yeah, brother. And he's like, it'll be best if we did it there because they have the best of the best. So I'm talking.
Deal.
I kind of want to like commission a custom vehicle of my own. Feel like that would be pretty sweet.
Absolutely. You're reading my mind here, fellas.
All right.
Anything? Did Serenity say anything about me? You know, I mean, she kind of said bye in passing, and I was going to go for a hug, but
she didn't say anything.
I mean, I was going to slap her ass, wink at her, and say magical guidance.
What?
Durgesh, that was just so... The pussy off the chain wax, dude.
Yeah. Decided not to.
That's a good decision.
It didn't seem like the right time. But hey, you know, if you want to make
nothing.
She didn't say anything.
What?
She literally didn't mention you once.
She didn't mention me.
You should go see her.
She didn't mention me. She didn't mention the.
You should go see her before we
leave. The steel flowers that I left.
You should go.
Oh,
you what?
No, she did read. She read your.
What?
She read your note.
What?
She got your flowers. I saw them on the desk. She didn't mention anything, but she had the flowers out on the desk. So like, whether or not you go see her, that's like up to you. She did not specifically. You asked if she said anything.
Did not.
She did not say anything. But the flowers
were
out on the desk.
I'm getting mixed messages here. Do you think she liked it?
Mr. Hall thinks that she liked it. That's a chance you got to take, bucko.
Oh, he goes.
Oh!
Fuck!
Dude, you look like you're in as much pain as if you broke your thumb.
Fuck, dude, I broke my nose.
Chicks love battle scars, right?
Yeah, dude, how does it look? It's fucking awful.
Oh.
I realign it. I relocate it.
Oh, my God. he takes his eyes are blurry with tears. Ooh. And he goes, all right, I'll be back. And he just, like, kind of stumbles his way.
Yeah.
That one's, you know, good luck.
I slap him on the ass for guidance. I don't know.
More time pass. It's now. You guys are leaving. Big Jimbo just kind of walks back and just goes, gives the shoulder shrug.
That explains the entire experience.
He gives a shoulder shrug. He gives it. I don't know, man. Like I reached in for a hug, and she was reaching in for I think something else. But I don't really know, I was trying to go for the hug, and I saw her head, like, turn in, so, but I didn't really, I blew it, man.
Mr. Hall thinks of his wife and wants to tell a story, but is also like, I don't want to bring the vibe down, and so he's going to do an insight check, and if he rolls less than 15, he says nothing and kind of, like, wallows. For insight, that'll just be a plus. That's actually a good modifier. 17 plus 20 plus 6 is 23. So he relates a story of his wife. Yeah, the first date I ever took my wife out on, we went on a paddle boat out on the shore, and we were fishing and catching all these like glowing fish. And by the end of the night, I was walking her home back on the mainland, and we just stood there for a second. There's this weird spot where we paused. Everything paused. And I reached in for a hug, just like you're describing almost, and she gave me a hug back. But I was always wondering, and don't get me wrong, eventually she told me, yeah, she was hoping for something more.
Damn.
So low key, not actually so low key, just up. Regular key. It sounds like you fucked it up. You fucked it up, man.
Oh, I want to be in the garage. Don't mind me. Right. Goes, you know, more time kind of passed. You guys eventually do make it to, you guys do make it to Perforon. And you see that Perforon is surrounded by these rings and this white hot dwarf star in the center, right? Give me 1 second as I pull it up. It is this, it, you can see that, like, if you take a deep look at the surface, there are like volcanic, it's volcanic, but it's so white hot that it's hard to look at for an extended period of time. But you also know that this is where some of the strongest structures are made. You see these halo-like rings keep swirling around it, with moons also swirling around it as you kind of bask in its glory. You finally make your way into this like dock port, and you park the ski destroyer a bit away, and this is where I ask, what do you guys want to do with the ski destroyer as it chills? What do you want to do with it? You don't need to repair it. You can upgrade it if you would like. You can also set it to defend or attack.
I'm going to upgrade it.
You're going to upgrade it? Good. Okay, so the minimum that you spend is...
I want that upgrade to be literally just the triple skeet integration into the ship.
Oh, into the skeet... No, this is not the triple skeet. The skeet destroyer, like the star destroyer.
Right, right. Like turning that into like a little ejecting vehicle, could be racing. I want to turn the triple skeet into a race vehicle.
A race vehicle? Okay.
I'm not sure if that counts as an upgrade.
I was going to say that more is an offside upgrade just because the
okay,
triple skeet.
Okay, fair enough.
The triple skeet is its own vehicle.
Got it.
But I'm talking for what will the crew do while you're gone?
I upgrade Jimbo's facilities straight up.
You just want to upgrade Jimbo's for sure? That's very good. You go, and it's going to be 100,000 credits though.
Done.
Everything. Okay. Figured. Anyway, so you go, you tell these people to upgrade Big Jimbo's facility. Big Jimbo takes these, like, this essentially his wish list and hands it to these people. And you kind of hand them this prepay card of 100K, and they kind of take it and they salute you because you're, in their eyes, a high-ranking official.
At ease.
And you guys gonna make a walk. You see Big Jimbo.
He said 100,000?
Surprisingly, he is not wearing his normal clothes. He's wearing like...
Jimbo, put your pants on.
No, he's wearing something a little bit more like form-fitting. Shows off his muscles a little bit more. As if he's like trying to impress or just trying to like stand out.
Okay.
And you guys are beset upon the first ring. You see this first ring is this gold inlaid ring that has gleaming lights, these gleaming like LED lights that shows a bunch of advertisements all over. As you kind of are walking around,
Blade
you're
Runner.
Kind of taken about. Yeah, you're taken back. Instead of less dystopian, more utopian, more like, oh, this place is kind of sick. As it happens, as you're kind of walking, you're seeing like more vendors are setting up. You see all these speeder bikes, all the speeder cars, hood open, engines rumbling. Right. Just a huge moment.
I coordinate with Skeeve to find the...
Before you do, as you're kind of walking, all of a sudden, you are met by...
They're shined a shiny
team. The sound of howling thrusters. Of howls. And the smell of burning thrusters. And all of a sudden, you see this car, this Dodge Charger, this Dodge Charger come, and it has a one angel wing on the side as it does donuts around you, and then several other cars start doing donuts around you.
Can I shoot it?
No.
Skate, but then I make it shift the angle so that it's longer, and I whip it to attach to one of the cars, and I'm like drifting off of the car.
Go ahead and make me an acrobatics check.
And would that be an expertise kind of like surfing thing or no?
Okay, I'm gonna say
I don't know if that would be considered. It's similar. Surfing and skating are similar. I just watched an anime about that.
I will allow it. I will allow the expertise, but I need you to make this acrobatics check first.
Okay. So don't do it with expertise right now.
No.
Just a regular,
check.
Acrobatics.
Can I throw my crowbar at it?
Go ahead.
I feel like that's a lot less I want to kill you and more fuck off.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think the question is, Phoebe's there. Is she able to help or no?
She'll be able to help you.
All right, sick.
I'm going to use my fucking fighting spirit for this. I don't give a fuck.
Sorry, that fell out of the Yahtzee cup too early. All right, 15 plus 3 is 18.
18. You take your card and you card whip, and then Phoebe grabs the end and attaches it to the spoiler of one of the cars.
Yep.
As you start skating. However, you're starting to realize as this thing skates, they're trying to whip you off. So I need you to make
I
need you to make the surfing save.
I only rolled a 14.
You go, you throw, you miss.
As I go up, I'm gaining speed, so I like flip up. I do like an ollie onto like what looks like a fire hydrant and catch some air. And as I like pull down for a gainer, I touch the shield and I cast guidance.
Go ahead.
Fuck, I had my portent. I should have used that. God damn it.
So the expertise, the acrobatics expertise for surfing. So 6 plus 3 is 9. 9 plus 15 is 24.
You shred. And you see you trying to draw a crowd a little bit. But as it happens, they like slow down and like stop. And you're able to... They try to jerk stop you, but you gracefully like land.
Phoebe grabs my back and I glide down.
You glide down. As it happens...
I say, imagine what happens when I'm behind the wheel.
Dragons.
Place all your bets on... Did we decide a team name?
I'll go just do whatever.
Place your bets on the magic man.
You're a slow clap. A man stands before you, his middle part sharp enough to cut through mountains. Wears a plain black t-shirt with a lone wolf graphic howling at a moon. Marred by a clean pair of cargo shorts and tantalizing sneakers.
Clean pair of cargo shorts. I love that.
There is almost an aura dampener. Like, there's a moment where you guys feel this man's aura.
He's sparkling. What?
And you see Stensley's like, so, you yes. finally decide to crawl back into whatever frickin' pit you've died in.
Yes.
Tell me what it's being like a total frickin' loser, even though you frickin' shredded that gnar and was kind of sick.
It's not.
I wasn't talking to you.
I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever you say bounces off of me and sticks to you.
I wasn't talking to you either, weirdos. And he looks at Big Jimbo. Big Jimbo goes, what up, Skid?
Skid Mark?
It's me, Skid Dragon. And these are my Skid Marks. Skid Dragon. Skid Marks. I really thought I'd find you somewhere asking for petty change. But here you stand before me with a new crew, and you call yourself the Magic Man.
Like a mark that wouldn't wash out.
Well, he's the Magic Man. We're gonna be racing separately.
Oh, so.
But maybe, so maybe as just, a team.
Yeah, I'm not with them right now. I'm not with them right now.
You all came together.
Yeah,
like
no,
a bunch of freaking weirdo. What'd you take, a bus?
Well, here? You've got a whole.
Well,
group
what?
Of
do you not have friends? You only got these skid have, marks to follow
my,
you around?
I have my skid marks. These are my guys.
Well, yeah, they come out of your behind.
Your freaking bud Jimbo would know. He was one.
Do you have to pay them to keep freaking them loser. Around you?
No. Are you freaking crazy?
Really? They just hang out?
Big Jimbo, you don't deserve this. I'm so sorry. Big this Jimbo, guy's a total he goes, loser.
No, he's fine. He's a freaking loser anyway. All
right. That's right. And I high five Big Jimbo.
High five, and he goes, "Oh!" And using the fucking smelter, I burned my hand.
Oh just damn! Yeah, you've been working hard on that. The ships are starting to look real nice.
If you want, I could throw a couple crowbars at these guys.
Doesn't matter. Anyway, you're
Skid
a loser,
Dragon.
Gang. I know what you're freaking here for. So is everyone else. The only difference is your loser muscle car can't beat my one-wing angel. I'll see you around, turd buster. Anyway, skin marks, we're leaving.
And they get in their cars, they make more donuts, and they leave.
I press the digitation them on the way out.
What do you press the digitation?
Because they're skin marks. They're probably dirty.
That's their name. That's just their name.
Nope, they're gross.
They're all wearing cargo shorts and t-shirts with lone wolves on them.
You brown their cargo shorts.
I reverse press the digitate them. I give them real skin marks.
You see, one of them scratches their butt.
They cast.
Okay. Game plan. New fucking game plan. You're going to win this fucking race. Me, I'm going to take down that fucking ship.
We're going to kill them.
I'm so sorry.
It's very clear they're in the way.
I have to say this. But dude, if any motherfucker gets him, it's me. He's mine.
We're going to make that happen for you, Jimbo.
He's ruined my freaking life.
Hey, together.
He's ruined my life.
Wait, I thought that was Randy.
Huh? Multiple people ruined my life.
All right.
I was working at Randy's, but before that, I was part of the Skid Mark. I was a second Skid.
Really?
You know how serious that is? Me and Skid Dragon were bros.
You were second Skittle.
Yeah, I was second. Some say I was the second Sack. You know,
the second sack. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was. I guess you could say I was like first Sack because there's Skid and then there's the Sacks.
Yes.
And then after that, they're the Skids, right?
Yeah.
No one wants to be the Taint, though. I had to work my way from being the Taint.
Yeah, everyone starts off as a
everyone
taint.
Starts out as a taint. You have to do stupid things like get pizza and freaking Mountain Dews for everyone. It's stupid.
Oh,
but I work my way up from that.
Skid Mark.
Well, no,
and then
you become
second...
no, you're a taint, and then you become a ball buster because you have to bust everyone's balls.
Right.
And then you become a Sack, and then you're like third Sack, and you have a challenge, and then eventually you're first Sack, and you're like second hand.
Okay.
Skid.
Okay.
And Skid was telling me like he always gonna inherit everything. It was great, but then all
that,
of a sudden,
yeah,
right. In the middle of, so, we were going to get a star engine, right? And we were so close. But right before the race, I had to use the bathroom like really, really, really bad. And I said, give me like 5 minutes.
And they didn't?
They did not give me five minutes.
Like the race?
Those
or
jerks.
The people, like, was that actually their fault? Or
it was their fault.
Oh, okay. You weren't like late,
no,
right?
No, I was
they
there.
Just decided to
I
start.
Was there. No, then they freaking started the second Sack over me, the first Sack. And then they lost like a bunch of turds.
Well, that's what happened.
But
when
they blamed it on me
because
I was in the bathroom.
But you were first Sack.
Exactly.
They,
but
they
I should was have in
blamed
the
it on
the
second
Sack.
That
sounds about as you know complicated and arbitrary as it goes for people
it's
like
terrible.
That. You know.
And they blamed
the
on me, and they threw it,
general.
And they threw me out, and they trashed my fucking car. But I've been able to rebuild it. And it's the best it's ever fucking been. I'm gonna fucking get Skid Dragon, and I'm gonna take over his skid marks or whatever.
Kick his ass.
I fucking will. Anyway, like I was
we
saying.
We are gonna kick his ass. Just saying. Saying. It's a fact. We're gonna do
like,
it.
He's like kind of crazy, though. He's like kind of crazy with it, with the driving. He's like really good.
Oh,
his one
no,
wing angel's actually
don't,
pretty
don't
freaking
sweat
sick.
It, dog. If we have a chance to like run the course once or twice. I could show you what's up.
Wait, really? For real?
Well, yeah. My steering wheel was created by a friend of mine, and it should be able to plug into just about any ship, but it already works
I mean,
with the triple skeet.
We're
like,
going to freaking mod this shit out, man. We're going to mod our shit out.
We're going to put, like,
ejector
seat.
You know what
seat?
We have and they don't?
Yeah.
Money.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah. How much money do we need to spend on this?
Dude, like, how? Well,
a lot.
Yeah, probably a lot.
So much.
I'm gonna be very real with you. They steal all their parts and they just do it. It's really fucked up.
Is there any way we could like get them on the cops' bad side? Or?
Well, there's not really like cops here. It's more like a respect thing all around. That's why Skid and
okay.
Lock Run kind of runs the town.
The only way we really
get our respect is either having a really sick car or being a really good Forge Master. And surprise, I was both.
Well, what if you just like try and. You know, ruin their ship before the match.
Oh, no, you can't do that. That's like a mad respect. That's a disrespect thing, man.
What if
how do we ruin
the
their rep?
I mean, yeah, but that's going to look bad on, like, all of us.
Oh, fuck. Of course.
How do we just
so
make
I hate,
them
I hate
look
to be that
bad.
Guy. I mean, technically, you guys all walked in with me, and I kind of like, well-known in this place. So, like, it was a lot of really impossible. I try to hide myself, you know, trip myself up. But, you know, I'm sorry that my quads look really good in this jeans right now.
You know, I hadn't noticed until you pointed it out, but
you can
you
take
say,
back your apology. It's all right.
Oh, cool. Anyway, let's start tricking out this fucking car. more go. So I'm gonna tell
hold.
You.
Bingo. This is Nemo.
All right. Here's how it goes. You can spend. Tell me how much.
We have just barely under a million.
If you spend 500,000, you'll get the best
of
everything.
Is that the ones that you're carrying? Because I've got another.
Yeah, I gave you that like loan to pay off the. You paid them off, right?
Yeah, I paid off the loan, and then I had another 400,000 credits that I'm carrying.
All right. 500,000.
So we've got more than a million.
500,000 will get you the best of literally everything.
Yeah, you know, I got that.
Easy. Done.
You guys spent 500,000 and...
Is that per each of us, right?
No, all together.
Because we're both getting separate ships.
All together.
Okay.
All together, 500,000.
I'll take a discount.
Just because they're like... You kind of look at all the cars are sick, but you can kind of tell these people spend their life savings on these cars.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So when you guys are rolling it in,
check in the Discord real quick. I sent the general idea of what my ship is gonna look like. It's this sleek, robotic,
yes.
Fucking sleek hell. Reference for those listening. Just think fucking like Wipeout. Think,
oh my
like,
god!
The Trigon.
Hell, Trigon. Yes. Absolutely, that's amazing, dude. It is built, and you see that like you guys have your own garage and everything on site. You see Big Jimbo has been working nonstop. Skeeves, go ahead. Who wants to roll a persuasion check for Skeeves? I'm gonna tell you right.
Where's his dice?
His Skeeve. I'll say Skeeve has advantage, but he does have a +2 to this.
You persuasion. Roll one, I roll one.
Sure.
Do you want to give him guidance?
Yeah, I'll give him guidance.
Okay. That was with advantage?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Guidance to 6.
Oh, my God. I rolled a 19, +6, plus whatever else
plus
he
two,
adds.
So 27.
27? Okay. Yep. I will tell you right now, from Skeeve's peddling, you guys make all your money back, and then another 250,000 credits for bets. So, just like to give you context of how.
So we made money.
No. You guys, if you win, you make money.
Okay. So we didn't get any of that back.
You don't get
right
any
now.
Back right
not
now.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if we do, we get everything back plus 250,000.
Jeez. So a total of 500.
This is once every five years.
Yep.
Yes.
All right.
So,
whack.
It is at this moment, it's the night before. You're kind of seeing like. Big Jimbo's just doing last-minute tune-ups on his car.
I want to take the last... I casted... This entire time, I don't know how I will have cast to have, like, a rocket booster effect. Like a last-ditch nitrous My Hero Academia race kind
of
thing.
Go ahead and roll me a D6.
A D6?
Just roll me a D6.
Okay. And it's more or less like the explosion effect.
Yes.
A four.
You have four of those things. I will explain how they're going to help you in a bit.
All right, sick.
But as you, the night before, just last minute tune-ups, and you see Big Jimbo just kind of like racking his head and just kind of like scratching. And there's a moment of just like, oh, shit. Oh, my God.
The triple skeet has like a speed razor paint job.
Oh, yeah.
But a Dodge Caravan body.
Dodge Caravan fantastic. Body. Speed racer. You're a sleeper for sure. Like, sleeper build. You don't actually show anyone your hood. Like,
no.
You don't show
no
anything under
it.
No one's seen it. But it, like, everyone just knows that you kind of get, like, a huge engine just delivered to your guys' garage. And then you guys shut the garage and then just there.
And the hallowed effect in the triple skeet is different from the hallowed effect in the rest of the skeet cruiser, skeet destroyer.
Mm-hmm.
It's the daylight spell. Mm. So a potentially like emergency flares kind of thing.
Oh, so you're going to flashbang everyone?
Yeah.
For sure. I love
There's
that.
There's bound
actually.
To be obstacles that they can't see.
Big Chimbo says, are you sure we could do this, guys?
Those extra bumpers added onto the side of my vehicle, it means that I can ram into pretty much any vehicle. It's going to be great. I went all into speed and defense. I will bring the motherfucking attack.
Jimbo, they're in the way. Gods have mercy on them.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Just a big chest bump, but your chest is his chest is in your face.
I literally get pushed back into the wall of the ski, the triple ski, yeah. And it like shakes a little bit on
it. Do you think you could do that one like hallow thing on mine?
It takes a full 24 hours. Fuck. This is the night before.
Shit. Okay. Oh, well.
I'm sorry.
It would have been good. It would have been good.
It would've.
Is there anything you guys want to do before then? You know, your house ball. Is there anything?
I give you.
I will also say, and I will let you know that, like, you have speed and defense. You have bumpers. I will also say you have mounted guns on there because it's a death race style, so there are guns.
Yeah.
So.
Can I get, like, a bunch of, like, sticky grenades?
You want to buy some?
But, like, not even just, like. Well, here's what I would
think. There are things on the course that can help you. There are items on the course. You can bring this along, and that's fine, but there will be stuff on the course that can also help you.
Think drill charges.
Oh, my fucking. I love that, for sure. Absolutely.
Drill charges. Absolutely. And then I'm going to do a custom mod where there is technically like that overhead thing.
The hood?
The hood.
Not the hood, but
the cockpit hood. Yeah. And Durgesh is actually going to go and cut that off so that he can just be free. And he's going to have his mask on and everything and have all his gear. So he's still like protected from space and what as far as his planet goes and the dwarf star, but it's just so that he'll have more vision and be better suited to using his own body to do things. Absolutely. If he needs to.
I love that.
I give Durgesh a card of silvery barbs.
Wonderful.
A glyph, as it were.
Wonderful.
With that being said, the day arrives. You see there are crowds of people as you kind of enter. A bunch of people enter their cars, and there's over like maybe probably like 50 racers. You see a couple people. You see a kid with these two huge rocket boosters and like chariot-esque. He's wearing like this tan thing. He's got blonde hair and blue eyes, and he's got this helmet on, and he goes, "Wow, it's nothing like home." You see the freaking, you see Skid Dragon and his cronies. Get ready to freaking eat the dust, kid. I'm about to Thanos snap you out of existence.
What does that even mean?
The kid's the least of your competition that you should be worried about.
This was a one-sided conversation. I don't know how the frick you guys got here, but no matter. And he goes and he turns on his sending stone, and there's like a little gring, and he just plays on it before the game starts.
He places a bet.
He doesn't place a bet. He just plays a game on it.
Oh, okay.
Last touch I put on, I put two angel wings on. Fucking idiot. Why do you only have one angel wing? You can't fly with one wing.
Well, it's like the one wing angel. It's a game you don't understand. If you have the time, you'd appreciate it.
I guess not.
It.
Game?
You'd appreciate
this,
it.
I'm into racing, not petty little games. For children.
And that's why you're gonna lose. And he gets in his car, and as
you're gonna lose,
as you look before you,
oh man,
you see glowing. You see the ring as it starts to circle. You see it starts to bend and meld as these LED panels on under glow different rainbow colors.
Okay.
As you all get in your cars. And you see this like holographic projection of a lady going, "On your marks," and it's cast out loud. Get set. Everyone's rumbling their engines. Go! And you guys start your descent into the first ring, Rainbow Road, and that's where we're going to end our session.
My fucking god.
Dear spirits, please tell us what you think of the show. Whoa, I didn't know that could do that.
I didn't know either. What
that was cool.
Do what?
I think it just died or something. Uh-oh. It totally cut out the visual here.
Okay, well, just where can they find us?
Different places out on the ethereal internet. That is TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. All of those handles are the same, @officialfunshow. check out our TikToks from the last con we went to. We had a great time at Colossal Con North 2023. Shout out to everybody who was there.
They're so sweet.
We're repping out the Wizard Money Gang, and we love casting spells. Thank you so much for tuning in.
This podcast is sponsored by the
Shadow Wizard Money Gang.
We love casting spells.
Yeah, I think it says Shadow Government.
Shadow Government. What?
Shadow Government sponsors the Shadow Money Gang, which sponsors this show. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh.
It
says right error.
Oh.
I tried to do a sound effect.
Uh-oh.